We have our first call in.
And we have Mike Holloway from the University of Florida. Mike, are you there?
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thanks. First of all, I wanted to thank you for coming in. And we're just doing a little sound check on you right now. How's your weather right now?
It's unbelievable. It's about 70 degrees right now, sunny with clear skies, so we're doing good.
Okay, now can you bring that with you?
I will do my level best.
Very good, very good.
I'll start praying about that right now.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you for joining us. We have we'll be streaming this on archive, and we also have quite a few members of the local Philadelphia media here. Tell us a little bit about your team, if you would.
We've got a pretty broad-based team. We're pretty strong in the sprints and the hurdles, the jumps, the throws. And on the men's side, on the women's side, we're more of a, I'd say, middle distance and distance and field event on the women's side.
Yeah. And obviously, you're very strong in the sprint relays. You've picked up some good talent over the last 2 and 3 years, particularly in the 4x1 up through the 4x4 on the men's side. Can you tell us the likely lineups for those teams?
For the 4x1 will be Jeremy Hall, Calvin Smith, Terrell Wilkes, and Jeff Demp. And that will likely be the same lineup for the 4x2. And for the 4x4, R.J. Anderson, Calvin Smith, William Wynn, Carlos Phillips, and Christian Taylor, amongst those five.
Now, I had an interesting, we've already received one question from people who knew that this was going to be streamed eventually, and the question was, do you think you can keep all your sprinters in school and away from the NFL for 4 years?
Well, the only one with the word about the NFL, with the NFL, is Jeff Dent, and that's just something we'll have to see what happens. But, our goal right now is to take care of today, and obviously when we get to get up there and take care of what we're doing up there. We always love coming up there. It's an unbelievable experience for any athlete, whether it be college, high school, or post-collegiate. So we just want to come up there and enjoy the Penn Relay.
Yeah. And last year when you signed him, had you signed him before the Olympic trials?
Yes, he signed with football during the signing period in February. And so, I had known Jeff since he was a junior in high school. He ran 10:34 here at the Florida Arena as a junior in high school, so I was very aware of who he was.
And what did you think when you saw that 10:01 at the trials?
I wasn't surprised. He was working with a former Gator sprinter, one of the U.S. best ever, Dennis Mitchell. And Dennis had told me that he was ready to run that, and Dennis knows what he's talking about. So I was happy, but I wasn't surprised.
Can you talk about Jeff's development, what the Olympic trials did for him? Has he seen some marked improvement from last year to this year?
Mike, did you hear any of that?
I couldn't hear.
Okay. The question was, have you seen specific improvements and development from Jeff through the year since he arrived on campus and since the football season?
I think the biggest thing is that there's nothing in Jeff right now, when you guys see what they're doing, he's about 10 pounds heavier, but it's all muscles. And I think that the biggest adjustment has been getting used to carrying the extra weight, but he's doing a marvelous job of it. Now just getting the track shape after coming off of football, but he's doing a great job. He's going to be fine.
Does he have to share him with football this spring, or is he mostly track or mostly football?
Have you had to share him with football, or is he mostly track or mostly football?
Well, right now he's all track right now. He went to the very first day of spring ball, and then he and Coach Meyer and I sat down and talked. Coach Meyer was gracious enough to let us have him just be full time track for the rest of the season. But he'll go back to football as soon as the NCAA meets over.
Uh huh.
And now you have Calvin Smith, who of course is the son of American Hall of Fame sprinter Calvin Smith Sr., who went to University of Alabama back in the early 80s. Has Calvin, younger Calvin, been coached by his father? What, or have you talked to Calvin Sr.?
Calvin Sr. Coached younger Calvin. Calvin Sr. in high school. And but since he's been here, you know, I've called him on occasion just to, you know, get some more mental tips about the younger Calvin. The younger Calvin has had, I should say, had aspirations thinking he was going to be a 100 or 200 guy. But his father let me know very clearly during the recruiting process that he was a quarter miler. And so I've stuck to my guns, and younger Calvin's coming around. He's run 45 flat, and we expect him to run better than that this year. So. But no, the older Calvin is just he's just a great man, and he's a guy that if I need to pick up the phone and ask him some questions about the younger Calvin, he's always willing. You know, he lends me his ear and gives me his honest opinion.
Tell us a bit about Terrell Wilkes and Jeremy Hall.
Okay, you can see something about two guys. They're both 10-40 sprinters in high school. But they both come in, they bought into what we do here, and they're both 10-1 guys now. Terrell had a very good indoor season this year. His coming into the season, his PR was 672, and he got down to 659. And we expect him to be, if I'm doing my job, both those guys should run low 10-1s and not 10-0s this year. So, which is the goal for those two guys. And obviously, Jeff wants to run 9-9, but. They're both very solid competitors, both guys who want to be the best, and they show up every day and they push each other. And a big part of the reason why they both got better is because they practice together every day.
Now, if he picks up more than a tenth of a second over 60, that has to translate pretty well. Where, what part of his race did most of that come out of?
Well, most of it came out of the first, I'd say, 30 meters. He's learned to not be in such a hurry. I know that doesn't sound like it makes sense, but a big part of the problem with the 60 indoors especially is the guys get in a big hurry in the first 30 meters. They don't set their acceleration up. Well, he just learned to be patient and build through there better, more than just trying to crush it right away. And I think that sets him up for the latter half of the race better. And he's more of a 100-meter guy than a 60 guy, so we think he's going to run pretty well outdoors in 100.
Can you talk about a little more about the dynamic between your program and the football program? And in particular, when you go out recruiting, whether having the players who do football at track, whether that makes an impact in terms of the exposure that they get.
Did you hear any of that, Mike?
I just heard football is dynamic.
Yeah. What's the dynamic between you and the football team, and does it help, or how does it affect when you're recruiting high school kids in terms of knowing that they can do both at University of Florida?
Well, I think it's a big help, especially when you see the level of the two programs. You know, we're both, they were national champions this year. We were national runner-ups this year indoors. And I think there's not a whole lot of me recruiting football track guys. As far as me going to the home myself, I do talk to guys. When Coach Meyer asked me to call them, I do, write them note cards and stuff like that. I do visit with them when they come here on their visit. For me, the effect it has on me, obviously, when I know football has a Jeff Dempsey and a Chris Rainey that are going to come out and run track, that's just one sprinter. I don't have to worry about recruiting as many short sprinters when we have those kind of guys on the football team. You know, so that affects my recruiting because it allows me to recruit heavier in other areas. Obviously, when you've got the best high school sprinter ever, on your team that's coming over for football, that's a guy I don't have to worry about recruiting as long as he's still here in school.
Do you have anything more for Coach Holloway? Okay. Well, Mike, I want to thank you for joining us today. I look forward to seeing you in about another week, and bring that weather with you.
We're going to try real hard, man. You guys take care.
Take care, Mike.
All right. Bye.